The Record Spinning on KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman. When night falls and you're walking down the street alone, it might be a little bit creepy. You might tend to watch your back a bit more, but is there actually more crime under the cover of darkness? A new study says, yes, the threat's not all in our minds. Nick Sanders, economics professor at William & Mary College, wrote the report when he was a fellow at Stanford University. His research team looked at how light affects crime. Nick joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks very much.
There are a lot of factors, I would imagine, involved in crime rates. It seems like it would be difficult to single out any single one like light. How did you actually do that?
Well, the goal, as you said, is to try and make sure that when we talk about the impact that light might have on crime, we avoid all of the other things that are going to be very strongly correlated with light, which also inevitably have impacts on crime. So one could maybe think, well, look at crime in the summer versus the winter because it's more light in the summer. Well, then inevitably we have the problem of vacations and temperatures and many other things that might be problematic. You could say, okay, well, maybe look at areas that install streetlights versus don't install streetlights. But then again, we have this problem where neighborhoods that install streetlights might be safer in general and be more willing to put forth public spending, or even the exact opposite, that the neighborhoods that install streetlights are the ones that have had the most crime problems. So all of these are going to be situations where it's really difficult to tease out what we actually care about, which is whether or not criminals, when making a decision, worry about things like light. And so what Jen and I did, Jennifer Doliak is my co-author on the paper, she's at the University of Virginia, and what she and I did was we looked specifically at daylight saving time, which of course has just recently ended, as a way of almost randomly shifting daylight from 1 hour of the day to another hour of the day. Mm-hmm. And what that allows us to do is look at the hour that's changed. And theoretically, nothing about that hour is very different from the day before, other than the fact that the light has changed. The weather hasn't changed much randomly in the very next day. People's schedules are pretty much normal. Everybody's kind of continuing about their business like they normally would, except for the fact that when daylight saving time turns on, we take an hour of daylight from the morning hours and shift it to the evening hours, and then when it turns off, we take an hour of daylight from the evening hours and shift it back to the morning. And the crime data are... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, what did you find?
Well, what we found was that, first and foremost, if you look at the hour that's the most impacted by the change, which is to say, in March, when daylight saving time starts, you see right around 6 or 7 o'clock used to be sunset, but as a result of this shift in daylight moving from the morning to the evening, now sunset doesn't happen until late 7 or early 8, depending on where you... With you folks in Seattle, it probably sets a little earlier than
yes,
that.
Yes, it does.
it depends on where we're talking about, but on average, sunset in the United States usually occurs in March sometime around between 5:30 and 7:30. So we actually have data down to the hour of when crimes occur, and we specifically looked at a street crime like robbery or muggings because it's a crime that tends to be very accurately reported. That is to say, people don't tend to not report it to the police, and not only that, but people tend to report it the instant it happens. So we were able to look at these reported hours of crime and say, okay, well, if light does matter, then we should see a change in crime rates, but we should really only see it during the hour where daylight is different than what it used to be the day before. So, for example, at 2 in the afternoon, before and after daylight saving time, it's light either way.
So you
at 10 o'clock, it...
I'm sorry, I'd have very little time. I want to know, did you find more crime when it's in that swing hour?
My apologies, yes. So when daylight saving time turns on and 6 or 7 o'clock starts being lighter than it used to be, we find about a 21% drop in robbery in specifically that hour, and actually a 7% drop in robbery on average throughout the entire day.
So is the idea that local governments should be installing street lamps, for example, in a place like Seattle where it's dark a lot?
Yeah, that's one possible extension. It's not a one-to-one mapping because you have to worry about the fact that there might be a difference between, say, sunlight and street lights in terms of how that affects human behavior. But it's definitely a data point in favor of how lighting can affect the decisions of criminals when they're trying to decide whether or not a crime that could involve recognition is worth their time.
I'm talking with Nick Sanders, who works at William & Mary College, and he and his co-researcher looked at whether there was more crime under cover of darkness, and at least your study of daylight savings times, swing hours, I guess I'll call them, you found that that was the case. Did you localize this geographically? For example, a northern city like Seattle, does that have more crime than L.A., percentage-wise?
You can't necessarily compare average levels across any time and say regions that are more dark overall on average have more crime, because there's a lot of other reasons that people choose to live in Seattle or not, and people choose to live in L.A. or not, and a lot of things for which we can't control. In an attempt to get around that, what we did was we focused on specifically the hour of sunset, which is different across those cities. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we saw the biggest effects in L.A. around 7 or 8 o'clock, which is sunset for L.A., where we saw the largest effects in northern cities around 5 or 6 o'clock, which is sunset for the more northbound cities.
So, Nick, it sounds like people who are leery about the dark have reason to be, yes?
Well, as economists, we often think that a lot of behavior, even criminal behavior, is an economic decision. And when criminals are making the choice of whether or not they want to engage in illegal activities, they have to worry about things like, am I going to be captured or am I going to be recognized? And if light makes people more likely to be captured or more likely to be recognized, the economic decision is simply, I should be less likely to engage in these kinds of behaviors.
Fascinating research. Nick Sanders, economics professor at William & Mary College, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.